Welcome, certification peeps. Today we're focusing on empowering you to effectively deliver the profit hoarding, why more cash is always in fashion module from our Profit Mancer Money Mastery Program to your clients. This module is not just about the accumulation of wealth, it's about strategic financial management for sustainable business growth. Whether you're facilitating one-on-one sessions, leading groups, or utilizing our content directly with your clients, this guide will provide you with the necessary insights to make this module impactful. Profit Hoarding, Why More Cash is Always in Fashion, dives into the essentials of profit generation, retention, and intelligent distribution. It's about teaching your clients the balance between rewarding themselves and reinvesting in their business's future. The module challenges the notion that pulling all profits directly as personal income is the best route, instead advocating for a more strategic approach to dividends, salary, and profit retention. I want to share with you some tips for delivery. First, you'll want to emphasize the value of strategic profit management. Start by highlighting why keeping an eye on profits and how they are used is crucial for business longevity. Use relatable analogies and perhaps even a touch of humor to demystify financial concepts. When it comes to group sessions, you'll want to foster intelligent discussions around the concepts of profits, dividends, and reinvestment. Encourage participants to share their perspectives and experiences, facilitating a learning environment where insights from diverse industries can illuminate different strategies for profit management. Then you might want to consider using breakout rooms for activities like role-playing salary negotiations or brainstorming sessions on innovative reinvestment opportunities. Then when it comes to one-on-one sessions, you'll want to tailor your approach based on the client's specific financial understanding, their business model, and industry challenges. This personalization allows for deeper dives into their financial strategies and more nuanced advice on salary versus dividends. Then you can also utilize the worksheet as a roadmap for these discussions, guiding your client through a detailed examination of their financial practices and planning for future profits. The accompanying worksheet is a practical tool designed to translate the module's concepts into actionable strategies for your clients. Here are some additional tips. You'll want to encourage comprehensive analysis. Guide your clients through a thorough review of their business profits and personal compensation. This holistic view will help identify areas for improvement and opportunities for smarter financial planning. You'll want to address mindset barriers. You see, clients may resist the idea of not immediately accessing all profits as personal income. Discuss the long-term benefits of reinvestment and strategic distribution using success stories or case studies to illustrate these points. And then finally, you'll want to highlight the importance of professional advice. Stress the significance of consulting with a tax professional or accountant. Their expertise is invaluable in navigating the complexities of dividends, salary, and tax efficiency. Here are a few additional tips for group and one-on-one delivery. When it comes to group sessions, utilize collective wisdom by encouraging participants to share their successes and challenges with profit management. Group activities can include drafting hypothetical reinvestment plans or evaluating the pros and cons of different compensation strategies. When it comes to one-on-one sessions, offer bespoke advice focusing on the client's unique financial landscape. Deep dive into their financial statements and help them formulate a personalized plan that aligns with their business goals and personal financial needs. There are a couple points I want to address when it comes to overcoming sticking points. You see, some clients might be apprehensive about changing their compensation structure or retaining profits within the business for growth. You'll want to use this opportunity to explore their financial goals, both personal and business related, and how a strategic approach to profits can help achieve them. And then for clients concerned about immediate financial needs versus long-term business growth, discuss ways to balance these priorities perhaps through setting aside an emergency fund or exploring alternate financing options for personal needs. Successfully guiding your clients through the profit hoarding, why more cash is always in fashion module will require some patience, empathy, and strategic thinking. Your role is to help them see beyond the immediate gratification, profit withdrawal, the broader horizon of financial stability and business growth. Armed with the right approach, you can transform their understanding and management of profits, setting them on a path to lasting success. Remember, it's not just about hoarding cash. It's about making informed, strategic decisions that ensure the prosperity of their business and personal finances alike.